I welcome all of you once again. Thank you everyone for joining today's Srimad Bhagavatam class and by His Grace Krishna Dan Prabhuji. And today's special topic is Glories of Srila Haridas Thakur. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you are there on the call.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavas Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Thank you so much Prabhuji for joining Bhakti Sangha conference call and giving your valuable association in this conference session. We are really fortunate to hear from you Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. You can take over the call Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे पञ्चकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा टू ऑल ऑफ यू आई होप आई एम ऑडिबल एंड माय स्क्रीन इज विजिबल टू ऑल ऑफ यू
यस प्रभुजी
हाँ हरे कृष्णा सो टुडे इज अ वेरी वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे of disappearance day of Srila Haridas Thakur, who is Namacharya, declared himself by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is said that more important than the appearance day of a Vaishnava, their disappearance is important for a sadhaka, because that is the day when they go back in their eternal position of serving their lordship Sri Radha and Krishna, in their eternal constitutional position, they come, all these parshads of the Lord, they take birth on this planet only for one reason, and that is assisting in the mission of the Lord and to preach the glories of the Lord by their own examples. And Haridas Thakur is an epitome of living an exemplary life. Once when Sanatan Goswami and Haridas Thakur, they were talking and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to be there. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent some time there, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then left, then both these devotees started glorifying each other. That Haridas Thakur told Sanatan Goswami that you are such a great devotee that Lord Chaitanya himself said that your body belongs to my body, it's not your body. And then Sanatan Goswami started glorifying Haridas Thakur that you were declared as Namacharya by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are some people who preach the glories of the Lord in an exemplary way. but their behavior is not exemplary. There are others whose behavior is exemplary, but they're not able to preach and extol the glories of the Lord. But you are such a person, Haridas Thakur, that you achara prachara. Prachar means preaching, and achara, it means practicing what you are preaching in one's own life. So your achara is great, and your prachar is also great. So that is Haridas Thakur. And he appeared on this, disappeared from this planet on this particular day. We all know this pastime of disappearance of Haridas Thakur has been described in great detail by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Antalila of Chaitanya Charitamrut, chapter number 11. So I'm just going to show you some of the texts, and we are going to discuss mainly the five lessons which we can learn from passing away of Haridas Thakur ji from this chapter number 11 of Antalila. So we all know that while in Jagannath Puri, Haridas Thakur settled in a place in Jagannath Puri, and Lord himself offered him a place that is called as Siddha Bakula. Bakula basically is the name of a flower and a flower bearing tree that is called as Bakula. And it's a perfect place, or it was almost like according to Chaitanya Charitamrut, it was like a flower groove wherein Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave place. And from there, because he was born in a Muslim family, he was not allowed to enter into Jagannath Puri temple, and therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a separate place from where he could take darshan of chakra of the Lord, which is non-different from the Lord himself. And because he could not go, or he was not allowed to enter into the temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is non-different than Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani and Lord Jagannath, he himself would come every day after seeing the Upal Bhog in Jagannath temple and bring prasadam for Haridas Thakur. Sometimes he would personally come. Sometimes he would send his personal servant Govinda. So one day, Govinda came to the kutir of Haridas Thakur ji, and what he is saying, Ekadina Govinda Maha Prasadalaya Haridase Dite Gela Anandita Haya. Govinda brought some Mahaprasad, and he went to meet Haridas Thakur, and he offered this prasad to Haridas Thakur happily. Dekhe Haridas Thakur kariya che shayan, manda manda karite che sankhya sankirtan. What did he see there? He saw, dekhe Haridas Thakur kariya chen shayan. Usually whenever he would go, he would see Haridas Thakur chanting the holy names of the Lord. But this day, he saw that Haridas Thakur was lying down. Kariyachen Shayan. He was lying down and he was not able to chant also properly. Manda manda kariteche sankhya sankirtan. Manda manda. He was mildly chanting. Or he was just whispering the names of the Lord. Because of weakness, he was not able to chant, but still he was chanting the names of the Lord. And when Govinda came, he's offering the prasadam, and Haridas Thakur is almost lying down and chanting the names of the Lord. What did Govinda say? Govinda kahe utha asi karah bhojan, Haridas kahe aji karimulangan. Govinda said that, my dear Haridas, please get up and honor this Mahaprasad. Haridas kahe, what Haridas Thakur said, Aji karimu langhan. I'm going to fast today because my health is not good. Langhan means fasting. So I'm going to fast, not going to eat, not going to drink anything. Sankhya kirtan pure nahi ke mote khaiba. I have not completed my chanting. How can I eat? So, Haridas Thakur, he has taken a vow that every day I will chant 3 lakh names of Lord. So that was his sankalpa. And sankhya, many times people say, you know, why we chant a particular number of rounds. So we have these examples of 6 Goswamis as well in front of us. Sankhya purvaka nama gananati bhi kalavasani krutau. Sankhya purvaka, they would count everything. Nam, how many names I am chanting. Gana, what I am singing or offering prayers. Nati bhi, how many dandvats we are offering. Kalavasani krutau, that's how they would spend their time. So, doing this sankhya purvak, or basically, what is being said in Shrimad Bhagavatam is asankalpat jayet kamaha. In 7th canto Shrimad Bhagavatam, it is said that how sankalpa is very, very important. So, this is first lesson for us. As I told you, we are going to discuss, there can be many lessons which we can draw, but for a sadhaka, these 5 prominent lessons from the life of Haridas Thakur passing away, basically. So the first lesson we are discussing is sankalpa. Now, what do you mean by sankalpa? Sankalpa, the closest English translation of this sankalpa is determination. But it's not limited to that determination. It is something beyond that. You know, during performing any of the Vedic rites, we have this sankalpa. We take water on the on our palm, and then we do sankalpa. No? I have taken a sankalpa. It's like wow, or it's like uttering a place that, you know, Adya Sri Dvitiya Prarade Bharata Khande, at this place, and on this tithi, I'm doing this task. So in English, this we also have this called as, you know, affirmations, a positive self-talk affirmations. I will do this, I'm doing this. So all this determination and this vow and affirmation, all this put together is basically a sankalpa. And what is being said, we discussed that asankalpa jet kamaha. When we do sankalpa, then that sankalpa helps us to conquer over our desires. And the best example is of Haridas Thakur himself. We know that when he was getting fame, then Ramchandra Khan sent a prostitute to defame Haridas Thakur. And the huge, big story related to that, we all know. It happened in Benapole. And this prostitute used to come, and Haridas Thakur did not deny her. She would come and sit in front of him, offering obeisances to Tulsi. Haridas Thakur always had a Tulsi in front of him while chanting. And she would listen to Haridas Thakur's chanting. And Haridas Thakur replied to her that I have not completed my quota of chanting. Wait still I complete it. And he would keep chanting, and she would keep listening to his chanting, and that's how the dawn would arise. And in the morning she would say, I'll go. And Haridas Thakur used to say, come back again. So she would come the next night, and Haridas Thakur used to welcome her and used to say that, please sit, listen to what I am speaking, and I will promise that I'll fulfill your desires, But let me finish my rounds first. And then she had a hope and she sat there. So this how she spent 3 nights. And we know when one hears from a pure devotee, the holy name of the Lord, what's the effect of that? She was totally transformed and she surrendered her life. She revealed all her plans, ill motives. She was sent by Ramchandra Khan. And Haridas Thakur said that, I knew, but I stayed here for your deliverance. And then she became his disciple and she shaved her head, gave all her money into charity. And in the same cave wherein Haridas Thakur used to sit, she used to sit and she started chanting 3 lakh names of the Lord. Haridas Thakur had instructed her, Nirantara Namalokara Tulasi Sevan Achirat Pabitabe Krishnera Charan. Nirantara Namalo, take the names of the Lord. And Kara Tulasi Sevan, do worship Tulasi. Achirat Pabitabe Krishnera Charan. Very soon you will obtain the lotus feet of the Lord. So herein we can see that Haridas Thakur had this, what we call it, sankalpa, that I have to complete fixed number of rounds. So now when Govinda had come and Govinda is offering prasadam to Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur is saying that I have not completed my number of rounds. How can I eat? Though it is prasadam. So we also in our lives, we can take small sankalpas. Means, just to give an example, and as we discussed this, sankalpa jayat kamah, we can conquer our desires when we have this sankalpa. If you listen to japa seminars by Bhurijan Prabhu or His Holiness Sachinandan Swami Maharaj, they elaborate on this point of sankalpa. So what can be a sankalpa for us? We can start with, let us say, something minimum. We all are committed to chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra as told by Srila Prabhupada to us. And small sankalpas we can start taking, that unless I complete 8 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I will not eat anything. Sometimes I know some of the devotees that before completing 16, they have this sankalpa that I will not eat unless I complete my 16 rounds. I'm not saying we all are supposed to do that, but to small extent, some sankalpa we can take that I will not eat at least after completing, before completing my 8 rounds. Or these days, we all know the greatest distraction, they are our gadgets and devices. So after completing my 16 rounds only, I will switch myself to social media or to allow myself to use gadgets. Or Bhurijan Prabhu says that at least you chant few number of, take a sankalpa, I will chant 5 mantras attentively. So 1 mantra, 2 mantra, 3, 4, 5. So that's how our attention span can increase. I have personally experienced that when I took a sankalpa that at least for 10 rounds, I will not open my eyes and close and try to focus on the holy name and chant attentively. Then that sankalpa helps actually. So we can translate ourselves into our lives, seeing our schedules and seeing our capacity, yatha shakti. We can take some sankalpa. Like Haridas Thakur is teaching us that unless I complete my 3 lakh names of the Lord, it is almost equivalent to 192 rounds. So without completing 192 rounds, he would not sleep, he would not eat, he would not do anything. So that is the what. So Srila Prabhupada rightly tells, we need not imitate imitate Haridas Thakur, but we need to learn the principle. And this is the first lesson which we learn from Haridas Thakurji, is that a proper sankalpa, and that sankalpa can be for any aspect of devotional service. And because Haridas Thakurji is representing Namacharya, therefore I have just talked about chanting, that you can translate into any aspect of devotional service. Let us say reading. I will not sleep in the night unless I have read one page of Srila Prabhupada's book. So that can be a sankalpa. Every Ekadashi, I will chant at least 5 rounds extra. That is a sankalpa. So when we take a sankalpa, that gives us boost, that gives us shakti, so that we can progress in our devotional service. And Lord is basically seeing our eagerness, how eager we are to obtain His mercy. And Lord's mercy will be unlocked when He sees our efforts to please Him. And that's what happened with Mother Yashoda when she was running behind Krishna, trying to catch Him. She was unable to, but she later on catch hold of Krishna. But then she was trying to tie Him, but was not able. So the 2 fingers shot. We know the full story, Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto 9th chapter. The full story is there. Drushtva parishramam Krishna krupayasit swabandhane. Drushtva parishramam. When Krishna saw that parishram of Mother Yashoda, krupaya asit swabandhane, He Himself, by His Krupa Shakti, He got bound. So similarly, what is in our hands, the efforts that we can show to our Supreme Lord by this Sankalpa Shakti. So this is the first lesson which we learn. Now, Govinda is offering and Haridas Thakurji is in dilemma. And he is saying that I have not yet completed my quota of chanting. How can I honor this prasadam? Sankhya kirtan pure nahi kemate khaiba. How can I eat? I have not completed my chanting. Mahaprasad aniya che kemate upekshiba. But you have got mahaprasadam. So how can I neglect mahaprasad? Now what did... There is a dilemma in Haridas Thakur's mind. I have not completed my quota of chanting. And He has got prasadam. Prasadam also cannot... We cannot say no to prasadam. That is also a mercy of the Lord. So what to do? He resolved it. Etabali mahaprasad karila vandan ekarancha layatara karila bhakshan. Etabali mahaprasad karila vandan. He offered His obeisances to that mahaprasadam which was brought by Govinda. And ekarancha layatara karila bhakshan. He took just a morsel of that prasadam and honored that prasadam. This brings us to the second lesson, having faith in Mahaprasadam of the Lord. We are accustomed to eating Mahaprasadam of the Lord day in and day out. Right? Anything that is offered to the Lord is prasad, and we honor that Mahaprasad. So Haridas Thakur is showing us the way to respect and honor Prasadam. He almost offered His obeisances to Prasadam, and then to not show disrespect to Prasadam, He took a morsel from that. So we also need to develop that faith in the Mahaprasadam of the Lord, which is the part of our devotional service day to day. Like we chant every day, we honor Prasadam every day. We might not be able to go to temple every day. Like there are 64 limbs of devotional service told by Sripad Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So we may not be able to perform all these aspects of devotional service daily. on some of the aspects we may not be doing, let us say parikrama, doing the parikrama of the Lord. So we may not do it daily, and there may not be a facility to do that, but we do daily some of the aspects of the Lord, some of the aspects of these 64 limbs, like honoring prasadam, which is offered to the Lord, right? Taking names of the Lord, reading Srimad Bhagavatam daily. So these we can do daily. But our progress in devotional service depends not only on the activity we do, but the mood in which we do it. Like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter 26th shloka, patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti upahritam ashnami prayatatmanah. Whatever you offer, patra, let it be leaves, pushpa, let it be flower, phala, fruit, toya, water, yo me bhaktya prayachati, what you offer with love and bhakti and devotion, that I accept. So we need to offer these things with love, and also we need to offer respect to the Mahaprasad of the Lord. And therefore Srila Prabhupada said, not eating prasadam, but honoring prasadam. And because we do it daily, we might take things cheaply. There is a sutra for that. What we call it, familiarity breeds contempt. Anadarina karanam. So we may tend to disrespect the things which we do daily and which we are so accustomed to. So prasad is that mercy of the Lord which we avail every day, and maybe two times, three times a day also. So therefore, developing this prasadam, and so many great devotees had faith because it is mercy of the Lord, right? Uddhava says in 11th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Toyopabukta sragandha vasolankara charchitaha uchishta bhojino dasa tavamayam jayemahi. Toya upabukta, whatever is being used by you, srak means the garland, flower garland, gandha, whatever gandha we offer to the Lord, vasa, it means the clothes used by the Lord, and alankara means the jewelry or the ornaments used by the Lord. Toya upabukta srak gandha vasa alankara charchitaha uchishta bhojino dasaha. We are your servants, and uchishta means mahaprasad, when we are the food remnants left by the Lord, uchishta bhojino dasa tava mayam jayemahi. Jayama, it means we will conquer. He means certainly. What we will conquer certainly? Tava mayam. Your illusory energy, O my Lord. So Uddhava is speaking this to Krishna. So when we are taking the flower garlands, Mahaprasad of the Lord, Gandha Mahaprasad of the Lord, or Vastra Mahaprasad of the Lord. Sometimes we might have seen some people wearing some threads of the deity's dress, or some you know, like many holy places people tie something on their, like bands on their hands. Vaso, so Alankara, Uchishta. So Uchishta is the prasadam, food items left by the Lord. So when we respect and when we take that, Tava mayam jaye mahi, we can conquer the illusory energy of the Lord. So that is the power it has. So the prasadam of the Lord is so powerful, but how much faith we repose in it, that way it will reciprocate with us. As it is said, yadrushi yadrushi shraddha siddhir bhavati tadrushi. Yadrushi yadrushi shraddha means whatever faith we have, Siddhir Bhavati Tadrushi, that level of perfection we will attain. So if I have 2% faith, my perfection will be 2%. I have 50% faith, my perfection will be 50%. And when I have 100% faith, then only I can reach up to the 100% perfection level. So we need to increase our faith. And how do we increase our faith? We increase our faith by associating with those who have that increased level of faith, we increase our faith by reading the glories of those particular items in which we want to develop and increase faith. So that we need to do. So this is the second lesson. So Haridas Thakur offered his respects to the prasadam and ranchamatra. He took just a morsel of that food, and then Govinda went. Next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking darshan of the Lord Jagannath, he came to visit Haridas Thakur. So before that, there is a very beautiful purport which Srila Prabhupada ji mentions about Mahaprasada. Mahaprasadam is non-different from Krishna. Therefore, instead of eating Mahaprasadam, one should honor it. So we don't eat it, we honor it. It is said here, Karila Vandan, he offered prayers. When taking Mahaprasadam, one should not consider the food ordinary preparations. Prasad means favor. One should consider Mahaprasadam a favor of Krishna. As stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Krishna Bada Dayamai Karibare Jivva Jai Swa Prasad Anna Dilo Bhai. He has given his own mercy, own favor he is giving to me in the form of Mahaprasad. So that's how we offer prayers, and then we honor that prasadam actually. So many times we offer our prayers just as a formality, right? Sometimes some devotees, they have confessed that we don't even offer the prayers and we gulp. And then later on, I have forgotten to offer the prayers also. So this may happen. So we have, how much careful we have to be to practice each and every limb of devotional service, we learn from Srila Haridas Thakurji. So next day when Mahaprabhu came to meet Haridas Thakur, Aradina Mahaprabhu Tarathai Aila Sustaho Haridas Bali Tarepu Chila. Next day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and Tarathai Aila came to him. Sustaho, how are you? Are you good? Bali Tare Puchila. He asked him, Namaskar karite ho kaila nivedan, sharira sustha hayamora asustha buddhiman. Haridas Thakur offered him pranams and said that what kaila nivedan, he started speaking, sharira sustha hayamora, my body is perfectly fine. We know how much weakness he had, that he was lying down and chanting, not able to get up and eat also. He is doing langan, he is doing fasting. And what he is saying here, my sharira is sustha. Sustha. Sharira sustha hoya mora asustha buddhiman. My mind and my buddhi, my intelligence, they are asustha. They are not in good condition. So it intrigued Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he asked further, Prabhu kahe kona vyadi kahata nirnaye, teho kahe sankhya kirtana na puraye. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, what is that vyadi? You said that your mind and intelligence are not in good condition. What has happened? Tell me. And then Haridas Thakurji is saying here, sankhya kirtana na puraye. I am unable to complete my sankhya, chanting the stipulated number of rounds every day. Purport Srila Prabhupada ji explains very important thing. If one cannot complete the fixed number of rounds he is assigned, he should be considered to be in a diseased condition of spiritual life. Srila Haridas Thakur is called Namacharya. Of course, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but everyone must chant a prescribed number of rounds. So, the first line Srila Prabhupada ji is very amazing. If we are not completing the fixed number of rounds which we are assigned to, then that is the spiritually diseased condition. So what do we do when we are in a diseased condition? We take medicine, we take treatment and come to a normal state. So similarly, if we are not chanting fixed number of rounds, then that is considered a spiritually diseased condition. What is the medicine? Take particular number of rounds which you are assigned and do follow that strictly. So this is what we learn from Haridas Thakurji. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying to him, Prabhu kahe vruddha haila sankhya alpakar siddha deha tumi sadhane agraha kene kar. Mahaprabhu said, you are now an old man, Vriddha Haila, Sankhya Alpakar, you please reduce your rounds, dear Haridas ji. Siddha Deha Tumi, you are a perfected being, Sadhane Agraha Kenakar, why are you so much strict with your sadhana? Because you are a Siddha Deha. We have two types of Deha or the bodies. One is Sadhana Deha, which we are into it now, and a Siddha Deha means a perfected body. After attaining perfection, we will attain that Siddha Deha. So Haridas Thakur himself is a Siddha Deha now. Mahaprabhu is saying, Siddha Deha Tumi Sadhane Agraha Kene Karo. A perfected being need not perform sadhana. We do sadhana so that we attain perfection. You are already a perfected devotee. Why do you do agraha, or why do you take so seriously about this process of sadhana? Lokanistarite e tomar avatar namera mahima loke karila prachar. Your avatar, your descent on this planet was for this purpose of lokanistar, to liberate people, deliver people, and namera mahima loke karila prachar. You have already sufficiently preached the glories of the name on the planet. You can reduce your number of rounds. Now imagine Lord coming to all of us and saying, you please reduce your number of rounds. How happy we will be that, oh, thank you, my Lord. I was waiting for this opportunity, and that when the Lord himself will come and tell me that these 16 rounds are too much for me and I want to reduce, but I can't. But now you are asking, therefore I will reduce. Don't worry. So Haridas Thakur is requested by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, you are an old man, please reduce. Now, what is the reply given by Haridas Thakur ji? Ebe alpa sankhya kari kar sankirtan. You please reduce your number of rounds and do while doing sankirtan. Haridas kahe shuna mora satya nivedan. Haridas Thakur now starts replying. Hina jati, hina janma mora nindya kalevar, hina karme ratamui adhama pamar. Hina jati, janma mora. My birth is in lower community. Nindya kalevar, my body is to be condemned. Hina karme ratamui, I am always engaged in lowermost activities. Adhama Pamar, I am the most fallen. Adrushya Asprushya More Angikara Kaila Ravrava Haite Kadi More Vaikunthe Chadaila. Adrushya, I am not worthy to be seen. Asprushya, I am not worthy to be touched by anyone. But still More Angikara Kaila, you have accepted me. Ravrava Haite Kadi More Vaikunthe Chadaila, you have taken me out from this Ravrava hellish condition of my life and taken me into Vaikuntha life. So it's all your glory, my Lord. You are an independent personality of Godhead. And evidence of this is when I was at Haridas Thakur, you only orchestrated that Advaita Acharya feed me the Shraddha Patra. So here we see Haridas Thakur's gratitude that I am most fallen and you have been merciful unto me, and from this condition you have taken me to this condition. Rav rav khadi vaikunthe chadaila. Isn't this case similar to all of us? Our condition now, because being in the association of devotees and following the practice of devotional service given by Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas, and our condition when we were not in Krishna consciousness, right? Ninda kalevar, hina jati, hina karma, that applies to us actually. But he is grateful to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you have taken me out of this hellish condition of my life, and Vaikuntha Chadaila, you have brought me into Vaikuntha status. So we also need to cultivate this quality of gratitude. Every day when we wake up, we need to be grateful for all that we have been given in Krishna consciousness. Grateful for whatever we are receiving, whatever small amount of things we are receiving, we should be grateful for that. Prahlad Maharaj, Lord Narasimhadev himself is standing in front of Prahlad. And what Prahlad is saying? Evam janam nipatitam prabhava hi kube kupe. I was gliding down into the dark well of material existence. Prapatan prasangat, by the association of people in general. Hitvatmasat, krutvatmasat, katam visruje tava bhrutya sevam. Narad Muni, by his causeless mercy, has taken me out of this material pool, and because of him, I am able to see you now present in front of me. How can I give up my service to Narada? That is what Prahlad said. So, he was standing in front of the Lord. Lord appeared for his sake, but he is not forgetting the mercy showered on him by Narada Muni. Similarly, whatever we might be able to do today, there is a contribution of many devotees between us and the Lord. So we need to be grateful to them, and whatever we can do in our capacity, we should be doing that. So gratitude is also an emotion, but it is also an action. It's active gratitude. We feel grateful, and how we want to reciprocate with that attitude of gratitude. I am grateful to Srila Prabhupada ji. How do I express my gratitude to Srila Prabhupada ji, who is not there now? By reading his books seriously, by taking to his instructions seriously, by spreading the mission which his disciples are trying to spread everywhere, becoming an instrument. Nimitta matram bhavasavya sachin. This is what Krishna also asked Arjuna to do. So we can be an instrument in the hands of those who have this high level of gratitude towards Srila Prabhupada. So Haridas Thakur said that you have only got me to this level, and he is expressing his gratitude. And now Haridas Thakur is expressing his last desire in front of the Lord. Ekavancha hayamora bahudina hoite lila samvari betumi layamora chitte. There is one desire, mora bahudina hoite. From so many days I have this one desire. I got to know lila samvari betumi. You are going to wind up your pastimes on this planet. I have come to know within my heart. See lila prabhu more kabuna de khaiba. I have this desire that I don't want to see your closing chapters on this planet. Before you go, I want to leave this body, but that too in front of you. And he expresses his desires, how he want to give up his body. Rudaye dharimu tomar kamala charan, nayane dekhimu tomar chandavadan. I want to cling your lotus feet, kamala charan, onto my chest. Nayane dekhimu tomar chandavadan. My eyes should be looking at the beautiful moon-like face you have. Jivvaya uccharimu tomar krishna chaitanya naam eimatamura iccha chadimu parana. And my tongue should be uttering your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And in this way, Eimata mora iccha. This is my desire to chadimu parana, to give up my body. So these three things he are expressing here. Wanting to catch hold of lotus feet of the Lord on his chest while witnessing the beautiful moon-like face of the Lord by his eyes, and uttering his name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, with his tongues. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prabhu kahe Haridasa ye tumi magibe Krishna kurpa mayataha avashya karibe. Haridas Thakur, Mahaprabhu said that Haridas ye tumi magi, whatever you ask for, Krishna kurpa mayataha avashya karibe. Lord Krishna will certainly do whatever you wish, because Lord is kurpa may, he is merciful. But কিন্তু আমার ইয়ে কিছু সুখ সব তোমা লয়া, তোমার যোগ্য নহে ইয়াবে আমার ছাড়িয়া। হোয়াট এভার হ্যাপিনেস আই এম এক্সপিরিয়েন্সিং ইজ তোমা হইতে, ইজ বিকজ অফ ইউ অনলি, অ্যান্ড দিস ইজ নট বেফিটিং, তোমার যোগ্য নহে, দিস ইজ নট বেফিটিং ফর ইউ দ্যাট ইউ আর লিভিং মি অলোন। অ্যান্ড দেন হরিদাস ঠাকুর রিপ্লাইজ টু শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু, মোর শিরোমণি কত কত মহাশয় তোমার লীলার সহায় কোটি ভক্ত হয়। মোর শিরোমণি, শিরোমণি মিন্স দে আর গ্রেটার দেন মি, অর দে আর ওয়ার্দি টু সিট অন মাই হেড। মোর শিরোমণি কত কত মহাশয়, দে আর সো মেনি গ্রেট মহাশয়, গ্রেট সোলস, গ্রেট পিপল, রামানন্দ রায়, স্বরূপ দামোদর, অল দ গোস্বামীজ, দে আর সো মেনি গ্রেট পিপল, তোমার লীলার সহায় কোটি ভক্ত হয়। দে আর lakhs and lakhs of devotees who are helping in your pastimes. Ama hena yadi ek kit mari gela, ek pippali ka maile prithvira kahani hoila. Ama hena yadi ek kit mari gela, there is an one insect like me if dies, and he gives an analogy, ek pippali ka maile, pippali ka means ant, if one ant dies prithvira kahani hoila, what is the loss to the planet if one ant dies? So similarly, an insignificant person like me is dying, what is loss to you? You have so many great people to associate and accompany you. You can fulfill my desire. And this teaches us this fourth lesson of humility. Haridas Thakur was expressing his great humility. There are so many great devotees accompanying you, and they are worthy of sitting on my head. So we also learn from Haridas Thakurji about this great quality of humility. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, while writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, says, I am so sinful. Jagai Madai Haite Mui Se Papishta. I am more fallen than Jagai Madai. That is what he says. Rup Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, when they met for the first time to Lord Chaitanya in Ramakili, they were expressing their humility that Lord Chaitanya had to say that, please stop. Dainya Chadi Tomar Dainya Fate Moraman. Give up your humility because your humility is breaking my heart. So this is the quality which pleases Lord Krishna as well as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we need to learn this. And therefore there is a very beautiful quote: all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted, like Haridas Thakurji. So we need to learn this aspect of humility. Next day, Chaitanya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed from this place, and next day he again came back after taking darshan of Lord Jagannath ji, and offered along with many devotees. He came now. Haridas Thakur offered obeisances to all the devotees, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, what is the news? Haridas Thakur replied, my lord, whatever is your will. And then they took Haridas Thakurji out into the courtyard, and everyone surrounded, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began the kirtan, and Vakreshwar Pandit started dancing, and all the exalted people were there, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started glorifying Haridas Thakur. Haridasir guna kahite prabhu haila panchamukh, kahite kahite prabhur bade mahasukh. Mahaprabhu started glorifying Haridas Thakur as if he had five mouths. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went close to Sri Haridas Thakurji. Haridas Nijagrete Prabhureva Saila Nijanetra Dui Bhrunga Mukhapadme Dila. Haridas then made Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit next to him. Nijanetra Dui Bhrunga Mukhapadme Dila. What a beautiful poetry Kaviraj Goswami is using. Dui Bhrunga, Bhrunga means the bee. So the two eyes of Haridas Thakur ji are compared to two bees, and the Mukha Padma, the face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is compared to the lotus. So the lotus and the bees, there is natural attraction, and the bees are always absorbed in the lotus, drinking their honey. So similarly, Haridas Thakurji's two eyes are absorbed in just drinking the nectar of lotus mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swarudaye ani dharila prabhura charan sarva bhakta padareno mastaka bhushan. Haridas Thakur took the he was holding the lotus feet of the Lord on his chest. Rudaya ani dharila prabhura charan sva bhakta sarva bhakta padareno mastaka bhushan. And Haridas Thakur, he took the dust of the lotus feet of all the devotees on his head. Now this is again Haridas Thakur is teaching that Lord is there in front of him, and he is also taking the dust of all the lotus feet, dust of the lotus feet of all the devotees on his head. And he was chanting this name with his tongue. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shabda Karite Uccharan Namera Sahita Paran Kaila Utkraman. He chanted this name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the Shabda Uccharan, and along with that, he gave up his life. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shabda Balena Bar Bar Prabhu Mukhamaduri Piya Netre Jaladhar. He left body in such a condition that there were netre jaladhar, there were constant tears because of ecstasy of chanting the names of the Lord. Mahayogeshwara praya dekhi swachhande maran bhishmera prayana sabar hoila smaran. Everyone remembered that how Bhishma departed from this planet in front of the Lord. Then Haridasera tanu prabhu Kole Laila Uthaya Angane Nachana Prabhu Premavishta Haya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lifted the body of Haridas Thakur and started dancing in the courtyard. Everyone was dancing on the courtyard. Everyone started chanting. And then Swarup Damodar has to intervene in between and said that we need to do the last rites of body of Haridas Thakurji. And then there was this Kaviraj Goswami explained that almost like a plane, Vimana Sadrush, like one palki, or we can say palanquin, was brought, and Haridas Thakurji's body was placed on that palanquin, and Lord Chaitanya himself, while doing kirtan, took that body to the ocean. And there his body was bathed with the ocean water, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that because Haridas Thakurji's body has been bathed here in this ocean, from today I declare that this ocean becomes Mahobdi. It has become the great ocean, and anyone who will take bath here will get purified. And therefore, when we go there, we take bath at the same place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakurji. So he declared that to be a Mahatirtha. Everyone offered Abhishek to the lotus feet of the Lord, lotus feet of Haridas Thakur's body, and they drank that water, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dug a hole there, and Haridas Thakur's body was kept in that hole, and Jagannath's prasad, then Jagannath's vastra, all they were brought and kept there, and the tumultuous kirtan began there. Hari bol, hari bol, bale gaura rai, apane shri haste valu, dila tara kai. Mahaprabhu was chanting this, and this is what we learned, this how to leave your body by constantly chanting the names of the Lord and being surrounded by devotees of the Lord. And having Lord in front is the greatest fortune. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that body, and Haribol, Haribol, Bale Gaura Rai, Apane Shri Haste Valu, Dila Tarka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his own hand was offering this sand and covering the dead body of Haridas Thakurji. And then the tomb was, a temporary tomb was constructed over there. Everyone circumambulated the tomb while doing kirtan. Everyone took bath in the ocean. They did parikrama and they went to Simhadwar where that kirtan again began. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself went to all the shopkeepers and said that I want to do a big festival. Please give some food. Everyone gave whatever amount of food they had, they could give. Surat Damodar collected and they all went back. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself collected. Vaninath, Kashi Mishra, they also sent a huge amount of prasadam. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself served with his own hands prasadam to all. So they all had a big festival. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself with his own hands offered chandan, sandalwood paste and garland to all, and everyone was satisfied. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then declared, Haridasera Vijayotsav ye kaila darshan, ye iha nritya kaila, ye kaila kirtan, ye tare valu ka dilte karila gaman, tar madhe mahotsav ye kaila bhojan, achire haibe tasabar krishna prapti, haridas darshane aiche shakti. Anyone who has seen the glorious passing away of Haridas Thakur, and whoever has done kirtan here, whoever has danced here, whoever has done kirtan, whoever has given sand into the tomb while making the tomb of Haridas Thakur, anyone who has taken bhojan prasadam here, he will get mercy of Lord Krishna very soon. This is the power of seeing the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Kaviraj Goswami explains while concluding this chapter, Eita kahilo Haridasera Vijay Yahara Shravane Krishne Druda Bhakti Hai. We might say that I was not there when these last rites were performed. I was not there while doing kirtan. But Kaviraj Goswami says, don't worry, you are listening to it today. Eita kahilu Haridasera Vijay. I have thus narrated this Haridas Thakur's Vijay. Vijay means he has conquered death. Now he is going to the abode of the Lord. Yahara Shravane Krishne Druda Bhakti Hai. Anyone who hears this will have Druda Krishna Bhakti in his heart. Haridas Achila Prithvi Rashiromani Tahavina Ratna Shunya Hoila Me Dini. Haridas Thakur was the topmost devotee on the planet, and when he has departed because of that loss, this earth has lost one diamond and she is now bereft of this diamond. This brings us to the fifth lesson, the merciful Lord. How merciful Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to Haridas Thakur. Chaitanyara Bhakta Vatsalya Ihate Jani. Bhaktavancha Purna Kaila Nyasi Shiro Mani. Chaitanyara Bhakta Vatsalya Ihate Jani. We can learn from this. Kaviraj Goswami concludes the chapter by saying that Chaitanyara Bhakta Vatsalya Ihate Jani. We can learn the merciful nature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from here. Bhaktavancha Purna Kaila Nyasi Shiromani. He was Nyasi Shiromani. He was the stalwart, the greatest of all sannyasis. And Bhaktavancha Purna Kaila, he fulfilled the desires of Haridas Thakurji. With his own lotus hand, he was making the tomb. With his own hand, he was holding the body of Haridas Thakurji and dancing. With his own hands, he was doing the festival. He begged prasadam from the shops in front of Simhadwara of Lord Jagannath. So with his own hands, he was doing everything. That is the mercy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed to Haridas Thakur. So this is the benevolent and merciful nature of the Lord, that he loves his devotees the most. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has left behind his Shikshashtak prayers, and this is the third prayer which we recite daily. Trunadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sada harihi. Being more humbler than the blade of grass and more tolerant than a tree, always ready to offer all respects to others and expecting nothing for oneself. In that mood, one can chant the names of the Lord constantly. Kirtaniya Sada Harihi. So actually, Kirtaniya Sada Harihi is the goal to be obtained. And how to obtain that? This is being told in the first three lines. The four things are mentioned. Trunadapi Sunichena. And all these qualities are showed to the fullest extent by Haridas Thakurji. Trunadapi Sunichena, being humbler than the blade of grass, which he was. He, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to meet him, he was saying that I am the most fallen, adhama, pamar. Tarorapi Sahishnuna, being able to tolerate all the difficulties which he went through. The prostitute came to defame him. He converted her into a Parama Vaishnavi, a greatest devotee. And when he was beaten in the marketplace, Chaitanya Bhagavat, this story comes. That Muslim governor, he gave the order, beat him in 22 marketplaces. He was beaten in 22 marketplaces actually. And he said that that governor was saying him that you stop chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you have polluted your dharma. Before beating to marketplaces, he said that I'll kill you. And there Haridas Thakur said, Khanda khanda haya deha jaya yadi pran tabu ami vadane na chadi hari nam. Even if you cut my body into pieces, every piece will chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra and I will not give that up. And then he was beaten in 22 marketplaces after that and he tolerated everything. So this is Sahishnuna. Amanina, not expecting any honor for oneself, and Manadena, giving respect to all. That is how he showed us when to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when during that last part of discussion, he said that there are so many great devotees to accompany you. And he compared himself to an ant. If an ant is dead, what is the loss to the earth? Similarly, I, one of your associate is lost. What is lost to you? So not expecting anything for oneself, that is Amanina. And therefore he could chant 3 lakh names of the Lord, that too with taste. It was not just a sadhana, but that was siddhi for him. He was perfected being. And therefore here I am presenting some of these images. The bottommost is the place where he would do that bhajan, that is called as Siddha Bakula, which is very close to Jagannathji temple. On the top right is the image of the photo of or the murti of Haridas Thakurji in that Siddha Bakula. And on the left top, we have this Mahodadi, where his tomb, Samadhi place of Haridas Thakurji. So all these places are there in Jagannath Puri. So on this day, we can pray to Haridas Thakur that please bestow your mercy. Whatever amount of taste you had for chanting the holy names of the Lord because you are Namacharya, let me develop some taste for chanting the holy name of the Lord. And whatever character you exhibited, let me also develop the strength to exhibit that character in the mission of the Lord, to serve in the mission of the Lord. And that is my only prayer to this great soul. Rupa Goswami in Bhaktir Samrut Sindhu, after mentioning all the 64 limbs of devotional service, he said that all these 64, actually they are applied to the Lord. Accepting Lord's Mahaprasad, doing parikrama of the Lord, offering or following the vartas like Ekadashi, days prior to the Lord Madhavatithi. So he say, Rupa Goswami mentions a particular thing at the end. He says that all these limbs can be applied to devotees of the Lord as well. So this day, when these great souls depart, they are also dear to the Lord. We can follow them, we can observe them, we can chant more number of rounds, we can pray to these great souls and make our life perfect. So thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Such a beautiful class, such a beautiful presentation. You really brought it in front of our eyes. Thanks to your narrations, Prabhu. It was very nice. Thanks for bringing the entire episode in front of our eyes. Thanks a lot. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Sila Prabhupada, Sila Gurudev Ki Jai, Jai Jai Nityananda, Jai Jai Gauranga. You take us in a Mayapur Dham and present Leela, like we are in, not qualified to involve in this Leela, but it's live Leela, Prabhuji. You explain the mood of Haridas Thakur and Sisi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda and Panchtattva. Hari Hari Gauranga, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam to your Seva. Thank you for taking us in Sidham Mahapur Dham. Sisi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sisi Nityananda Ki Jai, Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Hare Gauranga.
Jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Dan Prabhuji. Thank you for a wonderful class. I really, really, the whole presentation was beautiful, and I really appreciate how you broke the presentation down into lessons for all of us. That was very important for me, because I feel like I got even more out of the pastime than I usually do when I hear it. And also particularly for me, I really appreciated the lesson about prasadam, because we tend, I am one who can take it for granted on a daily basis. So I really appreciate you giving us that beautiful reminder. Hari Bol, thank you.
Thank you. So we can end the meeting if there are no questions.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the very, very nice class, like bringing up so many points of being humility and determined, importance of chanting and prasadam, and also like how we have to take the devotees, the day they leave the world is very important, because we have to learn so many things from that. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for all these renderings. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishnanand Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam. All glories to the
Lord. Dandavat Murli Gan Prabhu.
Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai.
Jai.
Prabhu, I missed out on lesson number 3 and 4. Just can you brief me from this episode?
You missed on lesson 3. So I'll quickly summarize. Lesson number 1 was Sankalpa.
Yes, Prabhu, I noted down that.
Lesson number 2 was having faith in Mahaprasadam of the Lord.
Yes, Prabhu.
Lesson number 3 was being grateful.
Being grateful.
What we have received. Okay. Lesson number 4th was humility, being humble.
Okay, Prabhu. Okay.
And lesson number 5th was the merciful nature of the Lord.
Okay.
And having faith on mercy of the Lord. That is the 5th lesson.
Yes, Prabhu.
So in nutshell, these 5 lessons, if we can learn and pray to Lord, pray to Haridas Thakurji, so he gives us the strength to follow all these,
yes,
then our life will be successful.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Very nice to see you again.
Thank you. Me too.
You brought us back to our Chaitanya Charitamrita journey.
I'll take only 1 second. Prabhuji, you very nicely explained not to touch any phone or any gadget before complete our 16th round. And yes, complete our 16th round in a Brahma Murata and not to eat prasadam also. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol.
Actually,
especially not to touch any gadget.
That helps us a lot, because our life, we need to define a priority. What is most top priority for me? So when we give chanting a top priority, before chanting, we don't even do anything. Not even. Otherwise, I've seen so many people, sometimes devotees also, obviously if there is some service, you can. but it distracts our minds actually. So therefore, we should not glide down to social media or anything before completing our rounds. So there's we all need a private space wherein we'll connect to the Lord. So once that connection is established, once we are satisfied that I have chanted, and then all those things which are not that important, in comparison to chanting, then they can take over. And we know that how they take over our day, sometimes they act as a distractions as well. So better to not touch them before completing the chanting.
Prabhuji, a small clarification for me.
Yes, bro.
Now morning between 7 and 8:30, I'll have to just take care of my grandsons, packing, food packing, then giving bath to them. Sometimes I'm not able to complete my minimum 16 rounds japa before that. So there used to be some disturbance. And whenever some classes like this, I don't know whether it is correct approach or not, I will attend to this first and then I'll go for my chanting again, whatever balance rounds, 2 or 3 are remained. Is it a proper way to respect the holy name and focus and faith in chanting?
Yeah, as I mentioned, there can be some taxing services, like you said, as a grandfather to take care of your grandsons. But as you said that, you yourself said there are some, like something like 7, 7:30. So before that, I'm not saying 16 rounds hone ke baad hi sab kuch karna hai. After completing 16 only you should do. But you will take a sankalpa of chanting your assigned number of rounds as per your capacity.
Yes.
I know some devotees who go for job at 6 o'clock in the morning. They have to leave. They work in shift duties. So if they have to go for first shift, they have to get up so early and leave house at 6 o'clock. So they told me that they have taken a sankalpa of chanting 10 rounds in the morning before going for the job. So they do chant 10 rounds, then they go, then attend to the duties and so many things are there. But when they come back, they get freshened up and the first thing they do is remaining number of rounds. So we may have to, or we will have to take care of these other things as well. Now in their case, it's a routine for them, shift duties. But if there is no routine fixed like that, then we can fix the number of rounds, whether it is 8, 10, 12. And obviously listening to the class is also, now what can be done is that, yes, some small classes which are inspiring and helping us to improve our chanting, we can certainly listen to them and then do chanting afterwards. But let that time not go. In the Brahma Murta, we should not hear. Rather, we should chant, because you can chant. Like many times, Bhujan Prabhu, so Japa seminar, if you hear, the chanting begins the previous day. What is your consciousness the day before? So the day before you can hear. And these online facilities, we see there are so many recordings available.
Yes,
so we can hear the recording as per our timings or hear the live classes like this, this Bhakti Japa Sangha. It's a very nice initiative. They chant their rounds and then they hear.
Right.
They together they chant and then together they hear. And then after that, they do their duties respective. So there is a sequence of events that is following.
Thank you.
A fixed number of rounds can be chanted in the morning.
Yes, but that I am doing.
That is very good.
But my consciousness always tells me that I should complete that minimum rounds of japa, that 16 rounds, before committing all these activities. But it is not happening, Prabhu, in spite of my getting up early. At least 2 or 3 rounds are kept balanced.
So 2-3 rounds take hardly 15-20 minutes, right? So daily we can get up at least 5 minutes early, right? So if you do just get up 5 minutes early for, let us say, you take 8 minutes to complete one round. So you can get up 8 minutes early every day. So instead of three, you have now only two rounds left. So you have the sankalpa, 14 rounds, then all these activities. Right. So this you follow for a month, right? Then after that 1 month, again, let us say, if you really you want to do that, then you'll get up 8 minutes little early again for the next 1 month. Now you have 15 rounds done only one round later. And then later also, not that at the time of bed I chant while going to bed. But if you are chanting after taking the necessary care of your duties, yes, and responsibilities, and then immediately you are completing that round, that is fine. Krishna is going to accept that. It's not that Krishna is saying you chant 15, then only you do. Krishna is not saying. Krishna is ultimately he seeks our love. These are all the external formalities sometimes we do.
Yes.
But the inner mood we should cultivate.
Okay, Guru. Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
So thank you all also very much. Namachari Shri Haridas Thakur ki jai.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shri Haridas Thakur Tirubhav Mahamahotsav ki jai. Srila Prabhupad ki jai. Gaur Premanande.
Hari
కృష్ణ ప్రభు కీ జై.
Let us express our gratitude by loudly chanting.